You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is hour 9 of 24 hours of radio art. I'm your curator, Luke Mead, here. And you just heard a piece entitled, piece by Humbucker. I believe that's what they go by. It's one of those bands that don't have any vowels in it or stuff like that. So one of the first times we've unearthed them on your listening earphones. Coming up from 9 to 10 a.m., we have something by Plucked. Plucked is Paul Ewert, a local visual and sound artist and a member of Disrecorded. This is the Plucked Hour on a Noise.
Fucking lying. whatever it says on the line, to my line. Or opinions, fucking parents, sports of Islam, fucking my non-Indians, fucking more American, whatever it says on the line, fucking my opinions, fucking my sports of Islam, my non-Indians, more American, whatever it says on the line.
I make 24/7. Obama, the terrorist, don't you know that? 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 because they breed. You're facilitating the problem. If you give an animal or a person animal food supply, they will reproduce. Especially one that don't think.
You don't have logic. You don't have logic.
You don't
have logic.
You little pinhead.
You don't have logic.
You little pinhead.
You don't have logic.
You little pinhead.
You don't have logic.
You little pinhead.
You don't have logic.
You little pinhead.
You don't have logic.
I live, spaceman. I live, spaceman. I live, spaceman. Hello. Hello.
Part of a state of hibernation is an eerie sensation. I didn't know who or where I was until
I live, spaceman. I live, spaceman.
Physical and mental health.
He still smells earthy.
He has an eerie sensation.
I am a spaceman. I am a spaceman.
Hello. We still haven't got a chance. But we still haven't got a chance. I would not want my choice in words. I would not have a chance.
Man. Life similar to our own on other planets? Is it not possible that atmospheric conditions of relative environment control their shape and form? And through his God-given genius of science, man at last has succeeded in penetrating further and further into the unknown vastness of space.
They'd make us look like a three-ring circus, you know?
A series of atomic explosions, either accidental or deliberate, could set off a chain reaction to annihilate every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. It could cause the death of every living thing, poisoning with radioactivity all the air and water of the earth. Of any future civilization. What are we going to do? A series series of atomic explosions, either accidental or deliberate, could set off a chain reaction to annihilate every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. It could cause the death of every living thing. This could mean not only the end of our own civilization, but the very possibility of any future civilization. What are we going to do about it? I'll tell you what I am going to do about it. I'll tell you what I am going to do about it. I have a plan. A plan to preserve human life on this planet. I hope you will join with me in carrying it out. That humanity can escape annihilation. Can find a temporary haven. A promise of hope that come what may, life can be sustained deep within the earth itself.
So far we've been able to keep those details out of the news. Media should get wind of your theory, and they'd make us look like a three-ring circus.
A series of atomic explosions, either accidental or deliberate, could set off a chain reaction to annihilate every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. It could cause the death of every living thing.
How do you do? I'm your new neighbor.
Why are you saying that?
I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on foot of a cane? Hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor. Hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor. Why are you doing that? Haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on foot of a cane? Why are you doing that? Haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before?
Your eyeballs are eyeballs. I think the other fellow just blinked.
The simmering racial tension pervading America's inner cities boiled over into violence.
Hi there. How do you do?
We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
I guess all of you have your favorite Munster story, but I thought you might like to hear mine.
Night a man that's bigger with pork tongue. Night a man that's bigger with pork tongue.
Fine. Fine.
Night a man that's bigger with pork tongue.
Fine.
Uncle Hayden.
Why is that not right? Is that all? Is that all? Is
that all? Is that all? Is that all?
Is that all? Is that all? Is that all? Is
that all? Is that all? Is that all? Fine.
Why are you staring at me like that?
Tyranny, people hate it.
Why are you staring at me like that?
Tyranny, people hate it.
Why are you staring at me like that?
If man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fall in the year.
Everybody rise. I really don't know how to answer that. what I am. Sweet and tough.
On those who had dreams, not on those. It's that simple.
You know, I really don't know how to answer that.
It's that simple. 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 It's that simple.
Say a command.
You know, I'm a commander guy.
every year for some time now, CITR Radio in Vancouver and a few independent and college radio stations around the globe have worked to give modern art a transmitter. The concept of giving art a birthday was introduced by French-born artist slash peacenik Robert Filliou. In 1963, he asserted that 1 million years ago there was no art. But one day, on the 17th of January to be precise, art was born when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water. 24 hours of radio art will broadcast midnight to midnight, January 17th on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and online at citr.ca.
Yes, indeed. Hour 10 of 24 hours of radio art. You just heard something there from Plucked, last piece for an hour. Coming up in this next set, something by Soons entitled Morning Island. Soons is a ambient etc. project from Michael Redd. The words ambient etc. are used to describe sounds ranging from hyper-minimal tones and pure textures up to soundscapes supported by dub bass lines and quiet rhythms. Soons takes roots in the elemental songs of water, wood, wind, fire, metal, dreamtime, and the unseen world. The message is of flight and evolution. Soons live performances weave pre-programmed structures with live looping and processing of bells, chimes, glockenspiel, trumpet samples, the immediate environment, found objects, field recordings, static, and hiss. There is a heavy improvisational element to Soons' live and recorded works, largely guided by an emptied mind and an open channel. This piece, Morning Island, was recorded live to digital audio tape on the beach stage of Shambhala Music Festival in Nelson, BC. An early morning set just after sunrise on the last or second last day of the festival, August 2004. This is Soons with Morning Island. Clear.